Do we have to invite the new family for dinner? They're so different. They're not even Christians.
This sounds like a great chance to share God's love with people who need it. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and I hope that you're doing well. As always, my name is Zach, and as always, I'm glad that you're listening. How do you feel when you meet someone that's different from you? Like, maybe they speak a different language, or their skin is a different color, or maybe they even follow a different religion. Instead of ignoring them or treating them poorly, why not build a bridge? Remember this, God created every human being, and that means everyone's valuable no matter how they look or talk. And when you reach out and show kindness to someone who's different, it's like you're building a bridge that could lead them to Jesus. That's what our story's about. It's entitled Building Bridges. Asher and his friend Enzo looked at the creek that ran through the field near their homes. They were trying to figure out how to build a bridge over it. "I bet my dad has some boards we could use," said Enzo. The two boys ran to the shed in Enzo's backyard and found a couple of long, wide boards. They carried one of them to the creek, lifted it high, and gave it a heave, hoping it would land with both ends on dry ground. But splash! "Oh no, it missed the creek bank," said Asher. "This board won't work. It's too short." After a quick look at his watch, he added, "I need to get home. Let's finish this tomorrow. I'll ask my dad if he has something that will help us." Enzo nodded, and the boy set the board against a tree and headed home. Mom met Asher at the door. "I'm glad you're home early. We invited the new family down the street to come for dinner tonight." Asher groaned. "Why do we have to have them over? They don't speak English very well, and the boy my age has a weird name I can't pronounce. Can I eat at Enzo's house? We can talk over our plans to build a bridge over the creek." "You're eating here with us," Mom said firmly, and Asher could tell by the look on her face that she wasn't happy about his attitude. "I don't think they believe in God," said Asher. "We probably shouldn't get too close to them." He thought for sure his mother would have to agree with that. "Maybe they don't believe in God," said Mom, "but they'll have a chance to get to know him if we share his love with them tonight. Our new neighbors may seem different to us, but different doesn't mean bad. I'm sure we seem different to them." Mom paused for a moment. "Since you're interested in building bridges, how about helping build a bridge here tonight? Through friendship and hospitality, we can build a bridge to reach our new neighbors and show them the love of Jesus. He loves them and died for them too, so they're not so different from us after all." She motioned toward the bathroom. "Now, go wash up for dinner." How about you? How do you act when you're with people who are different from you? Do you try to avoid them, or do you try to build a bridge with Jesus' love? Jesus loves all the people of the world, and he wants to show that love through you. So let others see his love by reaching out and welcoming them to your side of the bridge. Our key verse is 1 Corinthians 9:22.
"I have become all things to all people, so that I may by every possible means save some."
And our key thought for today, build bridges with love. Do you love to listen to the Keys for Kids stories every day? How have they helped you grow closer to God? I'd love to hear how Keys for Kids has impacted your walk with Him. Maybe you heard a story that helped encourage you through a tough time, or one of the devotionals taught you something new about God and you shared it with a friend. Ask your parents' permission and send me a voice message. Go to keysforkids.net and tap open mic in the menu and tell me your story. That's keysforkids.net and tap open mic. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.